Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Monday, August 5th. Pardon me while I struggle with my seatbelt here. I've had to put a cushion on. I made myself a special cushion for my seatbelt so that it doesn't hit my ICD in my chest and cause me any undue discomfort. There we go. Yes, so it's... I don't even know what time it is. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In fact, it's 5 past 3. I'm just off to do some groceries. And I just finished about, I would say, 2 hours ago. No, less than that. An hour ago. I finished reassembling my scooter because I bought some parts for it. In fact, what I bought was a variator. Now, the variator is the unit in the transmission. The scooter has a what they call a CVT transmission. It's an automatic transmission. But it doesn't actually have gears. It's got, as the term CVT stands for, it's a constantly variable transmission. So it's got a belt. It's got a belt drive. And it's got two pulleys that, according to speed, will contract and drive the belt up higher on the pulley, thereby changing the ratios of the gear and of the transmission. So I went out, well, let me explain it very quickly. What I was, about a week ago, I dismantled the unit. Was it a week ago? I can't remember. Four days ago? I can't remember. Time just flies by. So let's just say that sometime in the last week, I dismantled the unit, pulled it all apart, hoping to find something called a restricted boss drive. Now, this is really complicated and technical to explain in audio, but let me just try anyway. Part of the transmission has basically a shaft on which travels the pulley and expands. The pulley expands on the shaft. Well, in the restricted model of this boss drive, which is this shaft, there is a shoulder on the boss drive that prevents the pulley from fully closing. In other words, it prevents the pulley from pushing the belt to the extreme top end of the ratio, thereby slowing down. Oh, great, they've shut down the street. All right, I gotta take another. Sorry about that. I just found out they closed the street on me here. So thereby not allowing, like I said, the belt to ride up to the top of the pulley and effectively not giving the scooter the full range of speed that it could have. And I've been reading over the last probably 18 months or so leading up to changing this boss drive and the variator, that's how Kymco restricted this particular model. So I diligently took it apart, and I held my breath as I pulled off the gear that is one half of this pulley, the variator being the other half. And when I pulled it off, I could see the boss drive in front of me, and I'm looking at it, sort of my head cocked to the side, going, that doesn't look restricted. So when I, hang on now, because my iPhone's telling me all sorts of things here. Okay. So when I pulled the gear off and I saw the boss drive that wasn't restricted, I went, okay, now what do? You got to understand that this all stems from the fact that the scooter will not go over, it just barely makes 50 kilometers an hour. A friend of mine with his GPS clocked us at 48 kilometers an hour. Come on. Sorry. It's just somebody just cut me off, and then he's sleeping on the accelerator. No. Unbelievable, these drivers. This is my first day in the car, eh? After a month. And I went all the way downtown, past downtown Montreal, to try to go and get
a part for the scooter, and in doing so, encountered all sorts of problems on the highway and in the city and traffic. And anyway, all this to say that it's okay now. I'm on my way to doing the groceries. So where was I? Yes, so the bike could hardly do 50 kilometers an hour. And because of this, I said, you know, I'm gonna look into and read up on how to change all the parts to make the bike go faster. And one of the restrictions they were saying to remove was this Boss drive and put in one that doesn't have the shoulder on it and allows it to go to its full speed. So when I opened up the transmission and to my dismay realized it didn't have this shoulder, I fully realized that the Boss drive is not what's restricting the bike. So my next step is what they call the CDI unit, or the ignition unit. Problem with that is the fellows where I bought the part this morning don't recommend the... the lights are out here. Wow. Quite an adventure trying to get to do groceries. Okay, the traffic lights are out, so it effectively becomes a stop sign. And okay, and that goes through. We go through. All right, good. That was nice and civilized. That's where you want to have roundabouts. They're much better. I think they're much more efficient, roundabouts. Well, that guy just failed his driving test. He went right through a traffic light that's not working. And traffic lights, when they are not working, they are considered four-way stops. And he just blew right through it. Bad, bad man. Okay. Okay, so getting back to the CDI, when I was there at the store this morning, and I asked the guy, well, do you have any unrestricted CDIs or de-restricted CDIs? Because basically what the CDI does is it prevents the RPMs of the motor from climbing, therefore slowing down the bike. Even downhill, it seems, it restricts the RPMs. So he says no. He says we don't carry them because they're not a very good quality. Says the ones that you find online and stuff, they're usually the Chinese-made stuff, and they just don't last. He says what we suggest, and he goes in the back and he comes around, you know, with the CDI from the Kymco. They've sawed a notch in the casing. It seems that the RPM restrictor is a wire or some kind of resistor that is inside the unit. And if you know the model and the year, people have done studies and somehow have figured out that if you cut into the casing and cut through the wire, it de-restricts the unit. The only problem is if it's not done properly, you brick the unit, to use a common term used for people trying to hack cell phones. And when they're not successful, their cell phone essentially turns into a brick. So if I do the same thing with this CDI and turn it into a brick, not only will it cost me a fortune for a new CDI, which will still be restricted, but I can't ride the bike on the 10th. And I'll have more on that probably in my next audio boot. But I'm going with a friend of mine to a barbecue, kind of a barbecue party that is being hosted by a scooter store in Montreal, a very well-known scooter shop that restores vintage Vespas and the like. And they also sell new bikes, but they're well known for restoring vintage Vespas. They're called Scoot Art, and they're having on the 10th, they're having a barbecue, and my friend and I are going to go there, and then from there we're going to go for a nice scooter ride that we've been planning for quite some time now. All right, well, I'm parked, I'm here, I've arrived. I'm going to get my cart and go in and do my groceries. And I will audio boo again soon. Thanks for coming along and listening to the whole story about my Kymco and my Variator and pimping my ride, as McColgan likes to say. Okay, that's it. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.